所以今天早上的讲员是 Dr. Cohn。
And so Dr. Cohn is our speaker today.
在我还没有我也要介绍Trish 啊。
And we also
Trish,
like to introduce
can you stand up? Yeah.
Good morning.
早上好。
It's been a long time since I have worshipped with you.
已经很久了，自从我上次和你们大家在一起。
But I remember before Pastor Lou came, I worshipped with you pretty regularly.
我记得在刘牧师来之前，我在这个教会和大家一起敬拜非常的频繁。
Most of the time, it was in the Methodist Church over on Wyoming Street.
大部分时间是在这个教会还在在 Wyoming 这个。大陆中间那个地方敬拜的时候
They always asked me to have the closing prayer.
他们当时一直要求我来做最后的总结的祷告
I prayed specifically for two things.
我当时大概都会有两点祷告的有两点
That you would find a pastor.
第一点就是你们能找到你们的牧师
I believe you went about 3 years without a pastor.
当时有三年的时间没有，有
6 years.
有六年的时间，当时那个教会没有牧师。
Pastor Lou says 6 years without a pastor.
是有六年的时间。
Well, I know I preached for you many, many times during that period of time, and the second thing I prayed for was that you would find a facility that you could own.
当时第二点我祷告的内容就是要希望这个教会有他自己的一个教会的地方
God took care of both of those prayers.
上帝也都听到了这我的祷告。
He gave you a wonderful pastor.
神给了这个教会一个非常好的牧师。
We have met together monthly for about, I guess 10 or 11 years.
我们当时大概有十一年的时间我和刘牧师都有固定的每周都有见面。
And now we meet every 2 months.
现在大概每两个月的时间我们会见一次面。
It's always a great time to fellowship and to pray.
但是每次我们之间的交通祷告都非常的甜美。
We're going to answer a question this morning.
今天早上我要来回答一个问题。
Is it mine or is it thine?
是我的还是你的?
We'll read Luke chapter 10 verses 25 through 37 and I will read through it in the English and then our interpreter will give it to you and is it Mandarin or Cantonese?
Mandarin,
okay. Alright.
我们今天要读的经文是路加福音第十章我会先读英文然后我们一起来读中文。
Luke chapter 10 verse 25On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, What must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law, he replied, How do you read it? He answered, Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. You have answered correctly, Jesus replied, Do this and you will live.But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, And who is my neighbor? In reply, Jesus said, A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side.So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was. And when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, took him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper.Look after him, he said. When I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have. Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? The expert in the law replied, The man who had mercy on him. Jesus told him, Go and do likewise.
路加福音第十章二十五节，有一个律法师起来试探耶稣，说：夫子，我该做什么才可以承受永生？耶稣对他说：律法上写的是什么？你念的是怎样呢？他回答说：你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。耶稣说：你回答的是，你这样行就必得永生。那人要显明自己有理，就对耶稣说：谁是我的邻舍呢？耶稣回答说：有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去，落在强盗手中，他们剥去他的衣裳，把他打个半死，就丢下他走了。偶然有一个祭司从这条路下来，看见他从那边过去了。又有一个利未人来到这地方，看见他也照样从那边过去了。唯有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到这里，看见他就动了慈心，上前用油和酒倒在他的伤处，包裹好，扶他骑上自己的牲口，带到店里去照应他。第二天拿出二两银子来交给店主，说：你且照应他，此外所费用的我回来必还给你。你想这三人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢？他说是怜悯他的。耶稣说：你去照样行吧。Amen。
Ownership is something that every person longs to have.
拥有某样东西是大家都每个人都有都渴望做到的。
Everyone wants to own a home.
每个人都希望有一个家。
So we work real hard and make payments.
所以我们每个人都我们都会工作非常的勤劳，然后能够赚钱来支付这个家的费用。
It's a wonderful day when they tell us the house is paid for.
那天会非常的美好，如果说我们所有的那个房子的费用都缴清了。
A young businessman has a dream of owning his own business.
一个年轻的商人和非常希望能够拥有自己的一份事业。
So he works hard and he manages well.
所以他会工作的非常的认真，然后把所有的东西都管理的非常好。
He builds the business and hopefully one day paid in full.
他会支付应该他要支付的费用，然后希望有一天所有的成本都能够被支付光。
What we need to keep in mind is that as Christians, we really don't own anything.
我们这里需要了解到的是，作为基督徒，我们并不拥有什么东西。
Everything is owned by God.
所有的一切都是由神所拥有。
We get to manage some things.
我们可能是可以管理一些财务。
Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 through 20,Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 through 20.
I don't have the verse. 哥林多前书
1 Corinthians 6, 19 to 20.
哥林多前书六章19到20节大家可以一起翻到那一
Paul says you're not your own, you were bought at a price, therefore honor God with your body. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 to 20.
19 to 20, yes. 岂不知哥林多前书第六章19节，岂不知你们身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且是你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
So as Christians, we're not our own. We've been bought with the price that Jesus Christ paid on the cross.
所以说作为基督徒，我们的身体不是我们自己的，是是神是基督在耶稣十字架上为我们死，为我们赎罪之后得到的。
We have a tendency to say mine, mine, mine.
也许我们会经常说这是我的，这是我的，那个也是我的。
You see it in little children playing together.
你会看到一群孩子在一起玩耍。
When one child sees another child pick up their toy, they reach out and grab it and say, it's mine.
你会看见一个孩子拿起一个玩具然后大声的叫道这是我的。
And even as we grow, if we're not careful, we become selfish.
如果当我们长大之后如果我们不当心的话就会变成一个非常自私的人。
Jesus gives this parable of the Good Samaritan.
耶稣在这里给了一个很好的比喻，讲到一个好的撒玛利亚人。
An expert in the law came and asked him a very important question.
然后在这个比喻之后，耶稣又问了一个非常好的问题。
He said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?"
那一个被耶稣被问到说我们应该如何才能继承这样的一个继承。
The man answered very correctly when Jesus said, "What's written in the law?"
然后耶稣回答说这在律法中就有写到。
He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind."
耶稣回答那个人回答说要尽心尽力尽。
And he said, "Love your neighbors, you love yourself."
然后要爱邻舍如爱自己。
Jesus said, "You have answered correctly."
耶稣说你回答的对。
But then he asked another question. The young lawyer asked Jesus another question, "And who is my neighbor?"
然后那个人又问了耶稣一个问题，说谁是我的邻舍呢？
And he gives the parable.
然后耶稣就给了下面的这个比喻。
So we're going to answer the question, is it mine or is it thine?
所以这里我们要回答的问题是，是我的还是你的？
The robber said, "What is thine is mine, and we will take it."
在这里强盗说，你的就是我的，我们要夺取。
These robbers had seen the man in Jerusalem before he started going down to Jericho.
这里强盗也许在他在那个人离开耶路撒冷到耶利哥的时候就已经见过这个人了。
It's 19 miles from Jerusalem down to Jericho.
从耶路撒冷到耶利哥大概是19英里。
They found a real good place to rob the man.
他们也知道这个路程当中哪里是最好袭击他的地点。
It says they stripped him of his clothes.
这里说他们剥去他的衣裳。
Beat him and went away, leaving him half dead.
把他打个半死。
They took all of his money.
然后把他身上所有的财产都夺去了。
They really intended to kill him.
他们那些强盗真的是想要把那个人给杀死。
And what they said is, "What is yours is going to be mine."
这里强盗就是觉得说你的就是我的。
It's a horrible thing when you're robbed.
如果你被强盗抢劫过的话，时候其实是非常惨的。
Maybe some of you've experienced having your home robbed.
也许有些我们当中有些人可能家里面被强盗抢过。
Are your car robbed?
也许你的车被别人抢过。
Makes you angry.
它会使你非常的生气。
It's not right.
这不是对的事情。
Most wars have come from this philosophy, "What is thine is mine, I'm going to take it."
世界上很多的战争都是由于这样子的一个思想，就是说你的就是我的。
A man by the name of Nietzsche had that philosophy.
尼采就是是这个思想的拥护者。
Adolf Hitler was an apt scholar of Nietzsche.
希特勒也是这个思想的非常好的一个学生。
And so he set out to take what belonged to others for himself.
所以他叫抢夺去属于别人的东西，然后占为己有。
When I was 14 years old, my father was robbed by a man, and in that process of robbery, the man shot and killed him.
在我14岁的时候，我的父亲就被一个人抢劫了，然后并且枪击身亡。
My father had $30 on him.
当时我的父亲身上只有30块钱。
But his whole philosophy was, what's thine is mine, I'm going to take it.
所以这个思想就是说,你的就是我的,然后我要把你的夺取。
We must never take anything from anyone else through three thievery.
我们不应该夺取属于他人的财物。
As God's people, we want to be careful that we don't rob God.
但是作为神的子民,我们也不应该抢夺神。
In Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 through 10, the prophet tells us about robbing God.
在马拉基书第3章8到10节,这里就讲到人是如何抢夺上帝的。
It says, will a man rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how do we rob you? In tithes and offerings, you're under a curse, the whole nation of you, because you are robbing me. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough to receive it.
马拉基书3章8节，人岂可抢夺上帝呢？你们竟抢夺我！你们却说我们在何事上抢夺你呢？其实就是在你们当那的十分之一奉献和当献的供物上，因你们上下都抢夺我的供物，诅咒就临到你们身上。你们要将当那的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮。以此试试我，是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你们，甚至无处可容。这是万军之耶和华说的。
It sounds impossible that a child of God would rob from his own father.
也许听起来不可思议，神自己的孩子竟然会抢夺上帝。
But it's something that we want to be sure we don't do.
但是我们要确认的是，我们是这是不应该做的。
For the Christian, the Bible says the first tenth of our income belongs to God.
圣经告诉我们，我们收入的十分之一就应该奉献给神。
If we don't give that, then we're robbing God.
如果我们没有这么做，我们就是在抢夺上帝。
We have to make a decision to do it.
我们必须要做这样子的决定。
Give God what's His and don't rob from Him.
我们要决定要给上帝他所应得的，然后。
So these thieves looked at this man and said, what is thine is mine, we will take it.
所以这里强盗他就说,你的就是我的,我们要夺取。
But there were two more men that came by the way.
然后,但之后又有两个人经过。
Verses 31 and 32, it says, a priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side.
这里31节讲到,偶然有一个祭司从这条路下来,看见他就从那边逃去了,过去了,又有一个利未人来到这地方,看见他也照样从那边过去了。
The priest and the Levite said, what is mine, I'm going to keep it.
在这里,祭司和利未人,他们心里想的是,我的还是我的,而且我要守住它。
It's the spirit of absolute selfishness.
这其实是一种非常自私的表现。
Now what's sad is they were both religious men.
在这里其实他们都是有宗教信仰的人。
Who is the priest?
祭司是什么人?
Well, could be Claude Cohn.
也许他可以像我这样子。
Maybe Pastor Lou?
也许像是刘牧师。
He is the religious leader.
刘牧师是宗教的一个，就是
He's the teacher of the Bible.
是讲师，是圣经的一个讲师。
If anyone should have compassion, it should be someone God is using to preach and teach His word.
一个人，如果一说一个人有非常大的热情，有同情心，就是应该是在教导圣经的人，带领教会的人。
Now who is the Levite?
那利未人又是谁呢?
Well, he's the worship leader.
利未人可能就是 敬拜带领的人。
By that I mean the song director.
也许是带领唱诗歌的人。
But when they saw this beaten, battered, bloody man, they simply passed by on the other side.
但是他们看到这样一个受伤被欺负非常惨的人，他们却就这么经过了。
It tells us that a person can have a holy office, but have an unholy spirit.
这说明了一个人即使有一个非常神圣的职位，但同时也可能没有一个圣洁的灵。
They didn't bring any more hurt to the man. They did not do anything to relieve the hurt that he had.
这两个人没有，虽然没有进一步的伤害那个人，但是他们却没有去做任何的事来缓解他的痛苦。
Jesus hit the spirit of selfishness hard in these teachings.
耶稣在这里非常谴责这样子的一个缺乏灵的一个行为。
There was a rich young ruler that came to Jesus and asked him the same question, "What must I do to have eternal life?"
在这里就有一个律法师，这里的律法师就是问耶稣这样的问题：我如何才能够得永生呢
？And Jesus asked him, "Oh, how do you see the law? How do you see God?" He said, "Well, I know." Don't commit adultery, don't steal, don't kill, don't bear false witness. When Jesus quoted the Ten Commandments to him, not all of them, but those, the man answered, I've kept all these from my youth up.
这里耶稣就问他说，那你是怎么做，你都会做些什么呢？那个人就说，我不会犯奸淫，我不会偷窃，我不会杀人，我按照律法上面的十诫，我所有的都做到，从小到大都做到了。
On another occasion, the mother of two of the disciples, James and John, came to Jesus and requested that her two sons be able to sit on the right and the left in Jesus' kingdom.
在圣经当中，雅各和约翰的妈妈，她来到耶稣的面前，她就是希望她的孩子能够坐在耶稣的左右。
We don't always want to be looking out just for ourselves.
我们不应该只谋求自己的利益。
There are hurting people everywhere.
世界上有很多人，他们需要正在承受痛苦。
Sometimes it's physical needs, like this man that was robbed.
也许是身体上的痛苦，像这里的这个人，他被强盗
Sometimes it's spiritual needs, someone that really needs God in their heart.
也许不是身体上，而是灵上面的需要。有些人他们的灵非常需要上帝来帮助他们。
Some people are poor.
有些人会也许是非常的穷。
Some people are lonely.
也许有些人非常的孤单。
Some people are mistreated.
有些人可能受到了不公正的待遇。
And we need to minister to them.
我们需要出去帮助这些人。
Let's look at some scriptures that remind us that we don't own anything.
让我们来读一些经节，来告诉我们，我们其实并不拥有任何东西。
Psalm 50 verses 10 through 11. For every beast of the forest is mine. This is God speaking.Every beast of the forest is mine, the cattle on a thousand hills. I know all the birds of the air, and all that moves in the field is mine.
这里诗篇五十章十到十一节，神在说话，因为树林中的百兽是我的，千山上的牲畜也是我的，山中的飞鸟我都知道，野地的走兽也都属于我。
God made it.
这神都神创造了这些，神也给我们供应。
He's the owner.
他是那个所谓的拥有任何拥有者。
Another passage is Psalm 95 verses 4 and 5. In His hand, in God's hand, are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are His also. The sea is His, for He made it. For His hands formed the dry land.
诗篇九十五章四到五节，地的深处在他手中，山的高峰也属他，海洋属他，是他造的，旱地也是他手造的。
The depths of the earth, the oil, the coal, what's in the earth, it belongs to God.
这里这个地球上所有的东西，地天上地下地底下的煤，都是神创造的。
The trees on the mountaintops, they belong to God.
是山上的树，也是属于神的。
The sea and all the animals that are in it belong to God.
海洋和海洋中的生物也是属于神的。
The dry land belongs to God.
旱地也是属于他的。
Haggai 2:8 says, The silver is mine, and the gold is mine.
哈该书二章八节，万军之耶和华说，银子是我的，金子也是我的。
So, all currency belongs to God.
所以所有的货币，流通的货币都是属于上帝的。
Psalm 24:1 says, The earth is the Lord's.
诗篇24章1节，地和其中所充满的，世界和住在其间的，都属耶和华。
And Job 41:11 says, Who has given to me, God is speaking, who's given to me that I should repay him? Whatever is under the whole heaven is mine.
约伯书41章11节这里耶和华说到，谁先给我什么使我偿还呢？天下万物都是我的。
So this priest and this Levite should have never said, what is mine is mine.
所以这里祭司和利未人不应该说我的就是我的。
They should have never been in too big a hurry to minister to a looks like a dying man.
所以他们应该停下脚步，然后照顾这一个快将死之人。
We are only managers of what God gives to us.
我们只是在管理神交给我们的。
The Bible says we're stewards, and that means managers, caretakers.
圣经说到我们是执事，是来管理神所交给我们的。
And when we die, we don't take anything with us.
当我们死的时候，我们是不会带走任何东西。
We can send a whole lot ahead.
我们可以
But we're not going to take anything with us.
我们也许之前会拥有很多东西，但是我们死的时候，我们什么都带不走。
Let's look for a moment at the Good Samaritan.
接下来我们来看一下这个好的撒玛利亚人。
We begin in verse 33.
从33节。
But a Samaritan as he traveled came where the man was. And when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, took him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.
33节，唯有一个撒玛利亚人行到那里，看见他就动了慈心，上前用油和酒倒在他的伤处，包裹好了，扶他骑上自己的牲口，带到店里去照应他。第二天拿出2钱银子来，交给店主，说：“你且照应他，此外所费用的，我回来必还给你。”
The good Samaritan said, "What is mine is thine, so take it if you need it."
这一好的撒玛利亚人说，我的就是你的，所以只要你需要，你就拿走。
It doesn't mean that we just dole out what we have to just anyone.
这里并不是说我们要把所有我们所拥有的我们的东西都这样子送给任何人。
Paul says if a man won't work, don't let him eat.
保罗说过，如果那个人不工作的话，就不要给他饭吃。
Some people are not able to work.
有些人他们可能没有能力工作。
So we want to take care of them.
但是，所以我们也要照顾到他们。
Little children really can't work. They don't need to go hungry.
像孩子就没有能力工作，所以他们不应该挨饿。
If their parents are not responsible for them, maybe we need to be helpful.
如果那些孩子的父母没有能力照顾那些孩子，我们需要去来照顾他们。
Notice these things about the Good Samaritan.
我们来看一下这里的好的撒玛利亚人的行为。
He was on some kind of a schedule.
他好像是有什么计划，有之后要去做一些什么事情。
He had some place he needed to be.
他好像要去一些什么地方，要去做一些事情。
But he had time to stop and hurt and help a hurting man.
但是他却停下来，帮助这个受伤的人。
He used everything that he owned and possessed to assist this man.
他把他所有的东西都用来帮助这个人。
He bandaged his wounds.
他帮他。The
bandages belong to the Good Samaritan.
撒玛利亚人帮助这个人帮他包扎伤口，所用的所有东西都是属于这个撒玛利亚人的。
He poured on oil and wine on the wounds.
撒玛利亚人把他的油、他的酒都用来倒在他伤口上。
The Samaritan had worked for these things. They belonged to him.
这些东西都属于撒玛利亚人，是他用他的辛劳的工作换来的。
But he said to this man, "You need what I have. I give it to you."
但是这里他说，我把这些东西都给你，因为你需要他们。
And then he put the man upon his donkey, and the Samaritan walked.
然后这个撒玛利亚人把那个受伤的人放在他的牲口上，然后撒玛利亚人自己却是用走的。He
took him to an inn like a motel or hotel where they'd take care of him.
然后他就把他带到一个店里，像是一个驿站来照顾他。
And the next day he took out money and paid for the motel.
然后第二天他拿出银子来，然后支付这个驿站的费用。
And he said, "I'll be back."
他说我会回来的。And
if the man has any more expenses, I'll take care of it.
如果那个受伤的人他还有其他需要的费用的话，我之后会一并付出偿还。
Everything the Samaritan had, he put at this man's disposal.
撒玛利亚人把他自己所有的东西都用来帮助这个受伤的人。God
has done the same thing for you and me.
上帝也同样做了同样的事情。For
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
上帝是如此爱这个世界，他把他独一的儿子献给了我们。Jesus
said, "I laid down my life."
耶稣说，我把我的生命放在你们面前。
Jesus went to the cross willingly.
耶稣走向十字架是出于他自己的意愿。
He died for our sins.
耶稣为我们的罪而死了。
He's promised us eternal life.
他也应许我们永生的生命。
If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins.
如果我们能够诚心地忏悔我们的罪，他会。And
to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
耶稣会，如果我们诚心忏悔我们的罪的话，耶稣会赦免我们。God always
looks at his children and he says, "What is mine, it's thine if you need it."
所以上帝对他的子民都说，我的就是你的，所以只要你需要，你们都可以拿走。Let
me ask us a question. Do we really practice what the Good Samaritan practiced?
让我来问你们一个问题，我们是否也在生活中有同样的像撒玛利亚人这样的行为呢？
Do we have time for lonely people?
我们是否有时间来照顾到那些孤单的人?
Do we have kind words for those that have been beaten and mistreated in life?
我们是否对那些有受到不公平待遇的人有口出善言呢?
Do we have food and the necessities of life for those that cannot provide it?
我们是否有提供那些没有食物，没有办法照顾自己生活起居的人，一些他们所需要的生活必需品呢?
When Jesus finished talking to the young lawyer, he said this.
最后在这个经节最后，耶稣对那一个律法师有说道。
Because the lawyer had replied when Jesus asked, which one do you think was really a neighbor?
耶稣问道, 这三个人哪一个在落在强盗手中是
The expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him.
那个人回答道说, 是怜悯他的。
Certainly not the robbers.
当然一定不是那个强盗。
And sadly, not even the priest and the Levite.
可惜的是也不是那个祭司和利未人。
But the good Samaritan.
而是那个好的撒玛利亚人。
And Jesus told the young lawyer, go and do likewise.
耶稣对那个律法师说，你去照样行吧。
There is a song that I love to sing.
有一首诗歌我很喜欢唱。
I sing it alone because nobody wants to hear my singing.
我自己一个人都会一个人唱，因为其他人都不喜欢跟我一起唱。
But it simply says this.
这首诗歌是这么唱的。
All to thee, I give my all to thee.
所有我把我所有的都交给你。
All to thee, thine only will I be.
只有把我所有的都交给你，我才能够成全我自己。
All to thee, O Christ of Calvary.
把所有的都是你的，耶稣，你是那个拯救。
My prayer shall always be.
我的祷告永远都应该是这样。
My all to thee.
所有我的都是你的。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Loving Father, I pray that you'll help us be good Samaritans.
亲爱的天父，祷告请你让我们也成为那个好的撒玛利亚人。
And keep us from ever being robbers.
也让我们永远都不要成为那些强盗。
And help us not to even rob from you.
也不要让我们成为那个抢夺你的人。
And Father, we pray that we will not have a religion, but no love.
天父祷告就让我们不要有宗教信仰，但是却没有爱。
And when we see needs in life, we won't just close our eyes.
当我们看到身边有需要的时候，不要让我们只是闭上眼睛。
Or pass by on the other side.
也不要让我们只是经过。
We pray, Father, that we'll have the heart of the good Samaritan.
天父让我们祷告，希望我们的心有像这个好的撒玛利亚人一样。
What's mine is thine, take it if you need it.
我们的就是你的，所以只要你需要，你就拿走。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督之名祷告。
Amen.